dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry White about calcium bentonite clay. And some of you are probably wondering what singing in the rain has to do with bentonite clay. Nothing, but I thought we'd just start on an upbeat note. I've had quite a few people this week that are close to me that have had wonderful opportunities open to them, and I was just thought of the song Singing in the Rain, and that's kind of how I feel. However, we haven't had much rain here, but I'm still open. This is our time with you to answer your questions about bentonite clay, and I have some in queue already. Jenny in Walnut Creek say, if you take sips of clay before and after meals in order to protect yourself from any poisons or toxins in the food, does that not cancel the vitamins and minerals you're taking during the same mealtime? I thought clay should be taken away from vitamin minerals for at least half an hour or more. I really don't agree with that. I tell people if they have a worry to, you know, if that brings them peace of mind to do it. Clay does not bother food. It does not bother your absorption. I have a study here that I just was doing some research. It's for livestock, but you know, if it works for them, it'd work for us. It says bentonite in animal diets acts as a gut protectant, which rapidly and preferentially, which means it's selective, binds aflatoxins from the digestive tract. Thus, this reduces their absorption into the organism. Aflatoxins and toxins, molds, viruses, things like that. In that manner, adverse effect of toxins on efficiency and liver function is minimized without marked defects in mineral metabolism of the animals. So, there it is in a research study in livestock. The the efficiency on the liver function is minimized without marked defects in mineral absorption of the animals. Then I have another one here that's interesting that was done on chickens. Bentonite supplementation, 5% of the top diet given to chicks, fed different type of nutrient-deficient diets. Deficiency in microelements, macroelements, vitamins, and protein can enhance the feed intake by chickens. So the bentonite supplementation over these deficient diets can enhance the feed intake by chicks, and the weight gains which may be decreased by these deficiencies. So if you had some sick chickens that weren't metabolizing right, the introduction of clay can help them maintain their balance and go back to a healthy state. So, no, I think you're just fine. I take clay, as you suggested, before, after, and around meals, and I've done it for 10 years. And I, for my age, I'm very healthy. I've had my blood checked, and it's just fine, and so I'm not deficient in anything. I was told one time I had too much calcium. But then I was taking calcium because I chose not to take the cancer-causing progesterone hormone after menopause. and I took the 1600 milligrams that my doctor told me to take. And at one time, the report came back, said I was getting a little too much calcium, so I just went every other day on one dosage of it and lightened my load. Because maybe the clay enhanced it, plus you're getting calcium from other sources as well. Thank you for that question. Stephen James in Milwaukee, I'm 57. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's a code number, 1M57S. Okay, let's start again. Stephen said, I read that clay can be used to remove radiation from produce. How much clay should I use and how does it work? Well, if you soak your produce in a liquid clay, say 5 minutes, it can draw the radiation out of your leafy vegetables. Now, it's not going to do that on your root vegetables like carrots and beets and turnips and things of that and potatoes. It can't get inside those and pull it out good. So what I do, that's why I drink a little clay before each meal. As you chew, you release that radiation in the food, and the clay can absorb it before it goes into the body. So if you take a little before and after your meals, it's almost as if you're eating organic. And so that's the way I handle it, and then I take some morning and night. Yeah, I just go by and sip a little. I don't measure. It's not a measured dose. I kind of want to coat my stomach and have some in there. And if I'm eating something heavy and greasy, well, then I will drink another sip afterwards. I try not to do that, but occasionally you get caught eating out with people and you don't have many choices. And I'm not a real picky person. I try to stay with a healthy diet, but I'm not locked into it. Like if I happen to eat a piece of brisket or something that had a little fat in it, I don't think I'm going to die from it. So I'm not that strict on like being vegetarian or something. I know it's good for you, but I'm 74 years. Hey, habits are hard to break, but I do try to eat sensibly. And I think clay definitely helps doing that. If you take some before and after you eat, it will grab toxins, radiations, mercury, if you're eating fish. So it's just a good, sensible thing to do. And as we said earlier, it's not bothering your nutrition and vitamins from your food. It's not robbing minerals from your body. So that's how I do it. And I just don't worry about soaking my vegetables in them. If you have a garden, you might want to mist them with the clay water. Just to get radi, if you think you're in an area that's exposed to radiation dust, and kind of wash them off with the clay water so it, before it's absorbed into the vegetables. Okay, good questions here. Thank you. Let's see. Leslie Schmidt in Wichita, Kansas. How often should I take clay baths for general maintenance? I apologize for sounding like I'm a drunk, but I have on braces and they gave me rubber bands and I just keep tangling up in my rubber bands and stumble over words. Okay. How often should I take clay baths for general maintenance? You know, I think one a week would be good. That'll keep you cleaned out. If you've already detoxed and you know you're not carrying around a lot of heavy metals, they're very relaxing. They feel good. Yes, it takes a little time to get the blender and mix up the clay, but the reward is so well worth it. If you take it at night, you're going to sleep like a baby. If you've been working out physically hard and your body is aching and you have stress and you take a clay bath, it just relaxes you. I've had people with migraine headaches that can get in a clay bath, and in 15 minutes, their day-long migraine is gone. So the clay baths are good for you. You can take more than that if you like, but, you know, one a week or at least two a month. All right. Thank you for that. Celine Davis in Seattle, Washington. Gee, we've got people from all over today. I've heard people say that clay will help with diarrhea and also that it will help with constipation. How can it do both? That seems contradictory. Yes, it does, but that's the way it is. Don't ask me how clay works on everything, and this is one area I haven't figured out. I think the way it works with diarrhea is if you've got a virus or a bug or something that you're out of balance, it, you know, it scarfs the bad things up that could be triggering the diarrhea. And what it wants to do is bring you to balance. Now, 90% of the people say they take clay and they start having 3 good bowel movements a day. In spite of that, I have 10% who say I get constipated. Now, the clay isn't building little brick walls. It's something with your digestive system that's out of balance, and the clay just meets it where it is. Now, I've had people say they've been constipated, and they start taking clay, and they have regular bowel movements, and they never want to be without it. We even had an old cat that was constipated, and the clay helped her. So so many things about the clay I don't understand. All I know is I trust the clay and it works. It knows where to go and what to do. They say it's got a wisdom of its own, and I believe that. It wants to bring the body into balance. Clay is like a Swiss Army knife. It does about 5 different things from different directions in the body simultaneously if you're working it at the same time, to bring about balance in your body and healing. So it pulls out the toxins, the overload. Because of enzymatic action, and clay is a catalyst, it can actually help create things that the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And this is through amino acids and enzymes and peptide chains and things of that nature. It's just part of what clay does. It's capable of change. A rock, on the other hand, is not capable of change. You can't change it except by weathering. Well, clay is capable of internal change, and it's like biotransmutation. It can make things in the body happen to bring the body into balance. It's homeostasic. It wants to bring everything into balance, so it's always striving to do that. Now, when you take it, it's going to go to the worst place of infection or problems first, and it will stay there till it gets that cleaned out, and then it'll go to the next worst. And then it's just about cleaning house on a daily basis. Now, when you take it internally, it works from the mouth south. It pulls out fresh toxins before they're ingested. It helps balance the bacteria. It actually adds to the gut flora bacteria. It's only seeking the positive. It only knows a positive. It's a strong negative magnet, and it's looking for the positive, which are your bad things, your virus, your fungus, your yeast, your molds. And God made this, so I don't know how it works. Chemists can't figure out how it works. It's kind of like trying to figure out how the brain works. It's one of those things you're going to be working from now on. And I continue to read and study, and I'm absolutely fascinated by it. So, yes, it can do both. And if you are one of those 10% that get constipated, I find if you take over-the-counter magnesium tablets, it's not a laxative, but magnesium, oftentimes we are deficient in magnesium and don't get enough of it. But it can act like a mild laxative. It's not real harsh. Just an over-the-counter 250 milligram. Take one morning and night. You may want to cut it in half. Take one and a half, or take a half of one. Find your happy place. Get things flowing, but keep taking that clay because it's doing your body a whole lot of good in lots of areas. Thank you for those questions. Good. Here's one from Sharon in Fort Collins. Hi there, Sharon. Sharon is a frequent visitor to our teleseminars. So if you sip some hydrated clay before every meal, can you get by with not eating organic fruits and vegetables, which are much more expensive? Yes, you can, but you can't sip hydrated clay. The hydrated clay is the mask. Now, the liquid clay, I think that's what you're referring to. Yes, I don't worry about eating organic because I do take my clay with my meals. And, you know, I get a little container. I've got a little plastic container, a little bottle, like a 4-ounce bottle, and I can put some clay in it and just drop it in my purse and take it with me. And it's easy to handle like that. And, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. So, and Catherine Mason, can clay be added to food or should it be taken alone? No, it can be added to smoothies. It can be added to stews. It can be added. We have recipes on about clay. There are lots of recipes on putting it in a beef stew. It sort of thickens the gravy. We have one lady that couldn't get her kids to eat to drink the clay, so she would make brownies with it, and she made pizza crust with it. And there are lots of recipes on aboutclay.com. There's a lemon honey water recipe with clay in it. It's great in smoothies. You can put it in apple juice for children and kind of camouflage it for adults. Put it in tomato juice. You don't even know you're taking it. And I find it doesn't have that bad a taste anyway. It really doesn't taste. If you hold it in your mouth, there is no taste. But when you swallow it, it is chalky. So, it can definitely be taken with or without food and added to food. All right, Robert in Portland. One can use clay with one's eye. Can one use clay with one's eyes? Any chance it would help beginning cataracts? It might help cataracts if you get it in the early stages, and I would do a clay poultice of the mud, mix the clay mask, and put it real thickly over the closed eyelids, and put a wet wash rag over it and lay down if you can for 30 minutes at a time. And then get up and wash it off. That also will usually trigger cleaning out the tear duct, and the first time you may get some stringy mucus-like stuff that's all connected together that comes out of your eyes. It seems to cleanse the eyes out. It's wonderful for anybody who has allergic reactions. My daughter was nursing a injured baby rabbit the other day, and she took her eyes and rubbed her eye, hand and rubbed her eye, and had a reaction. She said her eye swole up immediately. She looked like she'd been hit in the eye, except it wasn't black and blue. It was just all swollen, the upper lid, the lower lid, puffy. We started putting clay on it, and of course it was red and hot, and it pulls the inflammation out, and it also pulled the swelling out. And she had to go for an interview the next day, and, you know, if you didn't know, you never would have noticed that it had gone down so much. So that's what I would do. You know, if you do it for 10 or 15 days and don't notice anything, then maybe it's not working. But I think maybe at the beginning it might work. If you've had the cataracts 3 years or 10 years, I don't think it would work. All right, thank you. Let's see what else we have here. Here's one with no name. Is it more beneficial to make a clay mask using apple cider vinegar versus water? Is it beneficial to use clay in the garden for reasons beyond radiation, and how do you apply it, liquid form or powder form? Two good questions. Okay, is it beneficial to make clay mask using apple cider vinegar? If you have a good clay, it's not necessary. The apple cider vinegar is a stimulus, and it may make your face break out or get red. A good clay is very strong, drawing and tightening, and I think it works better with water alone. My preference, of course, is the living clay, as you all know. And I have heard some people that use the other clay that recommends the apple cider vinegar, and they said their skin's very sensitive. It gets real red. It sort of over-irritates the skin. But, you know, if it works for you and you want to do it, go ahead. Is it beneficial to use clay in the garden for reasons beyond radiation? Absolutely. Plants love it. when you give it to them, it's like a fertilizer. They start blooming, they get green, they get very healthy. We had one gentleman that was throwing his clay bath water out on his lawn in the wintertime, and the next spring, everywhere he had thrown the water, the grass was already greening up and the rest of his lawn was dead. When I'm putting in new plants, I mix, like a half a cup of clay, depending on how big the plant is. It's a small pot, just a half a cup with my potting soil, and put it in and water it. Now, I do take my excess clay, my liquid that when I make it myself, I have the heavy residue that settles to the bottom. When I get to that, I add water and I give that to my house plants, and they just bloom and get healthy and good green looking. And so if you have some leftover liquid, water your plants with it. But generally, if you're putting in the plants yourself, particularly a garden, it would really work to mix some clay in the soil. I have one lady that uses, when she's putting her garden in and tomatoes, plants and all, she uses about a cup of clay to mix with her potting soil. I think that may be a little too much, but it works really good on her. She said she had the sweetest radishes she had ever grown. And her lemons, she gave me one, so juicy. I'd never had a juicier lemon, and the rind wasn't that hard and thick. She put a little protectant over her lemon bushes and one of those screening things to keep the harsh Texas sun from it, and the rinds were just soft as velvet. So there's a couple of tips to you for your garden. Sam Matthews, does it help to add psyllium husk to clay when doing a detox? Some people like the extra psyllium husk to help clean out the lower colon. If you take it for more than a week, I'm going to say take some good probiotics, because psyllium husk tend to really scrub out the lining where clay just pulls the bad stuff out. The psyllium wants to really clean house and scrub up. The roughness of it scrubs the colon wall and takes everything out, the good and the bad bacteria. So go ahead and take some good probiotics if you choose to do that. Some people like to do it that way. I never have. I don't know. The psyllium husk with me tends to make me feel bloated. So I just choose not to, but it's personal preference. A lot of people do. But do just remember to be sure and take some probiotics, particularly if you do it the psyllium more than a week. Maxine Davidson, is there any difference to buying the pre-made liquid clay versus mixing the water and clay myself? Is one more beneficial than the other? No, it's all the same thing. The liquid clay is made from the powder. At the plant, when they make it, they do it in big tubs, and they mix it, and they let it settle, and they scoop off the top where you don't have any heavier particle residue. When you make it yourself and mix it up and let it sit on your cabinet, you'll notice a little heavier, sandier particles will shift to the bottom. When you get down to that, add some more water to it, shake it up, and go water your plants or your pets or something with it. Don't waste it. It's still good. It's great for your plants. All right? And, you know, it's just a matter of you mixing it or us mixing it. We do wear rubber gloves. We do take great care to do everything sanitarily, have clean vessels, and the guys wear something over their head and rubber gloves every time they mix it and mask on. So we want to keep it real clean before it leaves there. But either way works just fine. It's whether you mix it or we mix it. Thank you. Excuse me. Jenny in Walnut Creek. The 1-3 formula for the face mask seems a bit watery. Is this the right combination? Yes, it's the right combination, but if it seems a little bit watery, add just a little bit more clay. When I'm doing my teaspoons of water, sometimes they kind of bubble over the top, and I don't just round my teaspoons of clay flat. Sometimes the clay packs real hard, and sometimes it's lighter. It's kind of like working with flour. Sometimes it needs to be sifted so you get the right, just the right amount. So I think sometimes we have a, when we scoop in, we have a denser concentration and sometimes we have a lighter one. So if it seems to be that way, just add a little bit more water to it and get it the consistency that you like. All right?